This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I know you can see me.
I know you can see me. Now here's a surprise.
I can see you.
I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
And so can the people. We're all starting to open our eyes. Little toad come up out of the mud. Hop in those gold eyes.
A little trick you play. And never see you when deliberately you play.
What about just the real male energy? It's just straight on. How about that for a change? Like a foundation. Like big old giant redwoods. Strong. You know what it stands for. It ain't playing games. It's just there. That's what you put your trust in. Not murky water. You're going to jump off 100-foot rocks in Hawaii. You want to jump off with that crystal clear water where you can see down to the bottom. See those fish swim. You don't jump off that into a muddy thing with a bunch of twigs sticking out. You're going to break your legs. You're going to break your neck.
You and I were from far away.
Take some calls. Talk to Jenny in Ohio. Jenny, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I just wanted to thank you for your courage and always speaking out, about kind of both sides of the issue. And
well, let me tell you a secret. When you get into this as deep as I am, they're going to set me up, put me in prison, and kill me if we don't win. So believe me, don't thank me. We're in a total war, ma'am. Go ahead.
It's true. It's true. So first off, I was just wondering if you had any advice or thoughts on, say they do have a mandatory vaccine, in relation to this whole COVID thing, and there's a potentiality that it could be a repeating, yearly lockdown, and ID 2020, with microchips and digital tattoos they want to put in these vaccines. And just if there's any way you can think, to sort of resist that.
It's just everything you can imagine. Thomas Jefferson was asked by a member, I think it was the Virginia Commonwealth, it was in a letter, and they said, what is the level to which tyranny would invent itself? And he said, my dear fellows, it is the level that you will accept. There's no end to the rapacious rapine of these psychotic minds, of these evil minds, of these wicked brains that just seek power over reality and to overthrow reality and twist it around in forms that make them feel good. They're vandals. They're vagabonds. They're droogies. They're dum-dums. They're boobies. And so that's what they are. They're French Revolution. Overthrow reality. Kill the family. And so, yes, it's all announced. World government, end of the family, robots controlling you, forced sterilization, digital tattoos. It's all official now, isn't it? World government to save us.
Yeah, I agree. It's, there's obviously...
But I'm the bad guy, Q says, because I was the first to expose it on a mass scale. Don't trust me, because I'm all out here in the open. Just trust that muddy water. Just jump right on in. Don't trust that crystal clear water.
Right. And just in relation to even 5G, I was just thinking, in combination with everything else that's going on, if there is a relationship between 5G and the virus and or the vaccine, is there anything?
Everyone comes to me on the street. The number one thing they say, I'm going to hold you over as I'm interrupting. I want you to bring that back when we come back. Everyone that comes up and talks to me now. I mean, it's everyone. It's my wife. It's my mother. It's my dad. I go to the grocery store. When I say everyone, almost everyone that talks to me says, the 5G, it's what's killing us. It's what activates it. And I go, where'd you hear that? They go, I didn't hear that. I just know it. And I'm like, well, there's actually big studies that it actually lowers the immunity massively and it helps viruses go across the cell barrier. Just type in 5G lowers immunity. Now, all the fake stuff's pushed the top. Oh, it's loving. Oh, it helps you. No, no. You've got major studies that it gives you cancer, everything else. It all does. But absolutely, man. Let's come back to that. All of this, not having vitamins and minerals, not having sunlight, all of the genetic engineering going on. They're manufacturing the artificial world where it's impossible for us to even live and operate. Just like before this all started in December, we kept putting up the image of the spaceman on Earth because he can't live in his own environment.
One of our best-selling products is Living Defense, and it's been sold out for over 4 months because it's hard to source the ingredients that are organic. We've got a limited supply right now, but it's selling out fast. And I want those of you that haven't experienced Living Defense to get it for yourself. Here's just part of one testimonial.
Hey, look, in January 2016, I went in a hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June. And one of the only things that got me through that ordeal was listening to InfoWars 3 hours a day, and I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about Living Defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem, and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years. And the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking Living Defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff. But I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. Alex Jones and InfoWars saved my life.
Porto me canto, porto me razzi, razzi puso cedis, porto amici, porto me razzo.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
All right, Jenny, some stations are just now joining us in Ohio. Why don't you bring back up your point about 5G, medical tyranny, vaccines, and go ahead, Jenny.
Yeah, thank you so much. So I was just concerned, you know, about the relationship that obviously 5G has to our immune system and even just immune systems in general are under attack right now. Like I was even diagnosed with an autoimmune disease, but after eating organic, like getting some EMF protection and just trying to stay healthy, I've got rid of all my symptoms.
Oh, all the major rich people now who are refusing to live in the cities and they're moving out to rural areas with no 5G, no 4G, and suddenly everybody just gets healthy.
Right. So, you know, it's obviously, you know, a manufactured kind of illness there.
Mainline studies say men having fertility problems should not have a cell phone in their pocket. It rattles DNA. It separates them. It causes mutations, deformities, and kills sperm. They had studies 20 years ago that a cell phone up against the head for 5 minutes raises the brain temperature 1 degree.
Right.
It's cooking your brain. And Google hides all that now because they are scum of the earth.
Yeah, you're right. You know, it's changed my life, you know, 100% and, you know, for the better. And I was even thinking about how recently the federal, you know, they had a federal ruling that they weren't sure if vaccines did cause autism. And I was thinking that, you know, some people maybe who can't, quote unquote, get vaccines could be autoimmune, could be maybe they have some pre-existing condition, maybe, you know, on the autism spectrum, perhaps, you know, so.
Well, ma'am, everybody's bringing this up, that the GMO genetically drifts into human DNA. The chemicals, all of it is just frying the brain. And the teenies mesmerize children, put them in a dream state, so they begin to not be able to operate. Basically, at a human level, they're being turned into machines. They're being given Asperger's as a name for it. But you're absolutely right. And the answer is, realize it's killing us. Everyone knows it's killing us. It's been done by design. God bless you. People say, that's a horrible view of things. Let's just be positive. It's a fact. It's positive that if somebody starts mugging you and is beating the snot out of you, if you can't get away, just go ahead and open a can of whoop-ass and grab them by the neck, slam on the ground, and bash your brains out. And actually, if you try that, you probably could do it. Well, we can do a lot of other stuff, too. You just got to decide to psychological warfare and get loud and get aggressive and just get active. And they're hiding their damn cell towers now and everything else because they're killing us with them. It's a depopulation program. And the globalists like Bill Gates are all living in the countryside now, and they'll jet into an area and jet out. They're killing you and your family. They love it. Here's a microcosm. I saw an MSNBC 8-minute piece about the prescient. It's on the sheet. Maybe roll some B-roll of it. The prescient Bill Gates and how he's telling Trump close things for 10 weeks at least, and how Bill Gates loves us and he's a genius that just loves humanity. Not that he hangs out, runs secret eugenics operations, or his dad ran Planned Parenthood, or he wants to depopulate the planet. All these admissions. Or he wants forced inoculations to depopulate, his own words. Or he wants to kill old people. I mean, all these are real things. They don't tell you that his name's on the network that was the MSNBC. MS means Microsoft. They founded it. They run it. They still have controlling interest in it through the subcompanies, through his foundation. He's a philanthropist, which means he doesn't pay taxes to leverage his war on you. And by the way, his wife said 5 years ago in Germany, she said, the people saying we're running a plan to depopulate are going to get people killed, and you're going to die. It was a threat. And he's now produced, just the last year, 6 shows, 5 news shows that I've seen, 1 fiction attacking yours truly, and many of them by name. Now, I'm not going, hey, look, Bill Gates is talking about me. I'm saying, hey, I'm in the dragon's lair, and I might get eaten any moment, but I'm a winner. Don't think if the dragon spits the bones out that or flame broils me that I'm a loser. I chose to do this, but let's do something here. But the dragon's got his eye right on me, and it's just like, you know what the devil looks like? It's called Bill Gates. Guaranteed the Antichrist rises anytime soon. That he'll be right hand of the Antichrist. Make no mistake. The real deal. That man will hurt you and is hurting you. Chief Science Officer of the New World Order. Let's talk about 5G there. Michelle in Colorado, another 5G caller. Go ahead.
It's Michael.
Michael, I'm sorry. I'm reading from a distance. Go ahead.
No worries. On a positive note, I've listened to you for years, and just the zinc and the vitamin C recommendations, just a simple, basic daily dose. I own a small business, so I'm still out, a service company. I'm still out and about and taking care of emergencies, no heat calls, no hot water, and, just doing that, taking zinc and a daily dose of vitamin C is, I feel better now than I did before the virus. But, in step with what your last caller was saying, it just kind of seems like they're going to use this to push the 5G, completely. Right now you just got it in the big cities and stuff. I live in a small rural area. I think they're going to use it to push it out. They're going to say that, the old LTE system can't handle the load because everybody's at home, so now we've got to push this whole 5G nationwide.
Oh, yeah, it's all about you working from home and then being made obsolete. This is making us stay in our homes. It's called being prisoners, but it's for our safety.
Yeah. And that kind of goes into the next thing, too, that I was wanting to mention is, if this really is what their plan is, and this is the beginning.
Sir, it's all official. They all admit this.
Yeah.
Sterilize you with 5G and then 6G. Wuhan's already got 6G going in. Lock you up in your houses whenever they want. Get everybody desperate. Get everybody scared of bio attacks. In the future, they'll be killing people for running past checkpoints, just like in China, and the media will worship it.
Mm. Yeah, wouldn't surprise me. Well, like you said, as far as what they've started, they kind of already set a precedent. They can't let up. We've had a small taste of what a crisis could look like. And if there was preppers before, if they let their finger up a little bit, we're not going to get caught with our pants down again like that. That's just going to make people prep even more. And,
Exactly. This is it. Life will never be the same. They're telling you that. We're now in the New World Order, in the AI takeover, in the robot genetic engineering clone world. We're in 2020, baby.
Yeah.
And now that secret world they've been building under the surface is now going to emerge. And it's all because the elite want life extension technologies, and they believe that they have to get rid of us to save the earth. That's what the transmission, seriously, they get a spiritual transmission. They have to kill everybody, then they'll be given the advanced knowledge for the immortality. It's the oldest trick in the book.
Yeah. No, I don't think they can do it with the U.S. think we're a lot stronger than...
By the way, brother, you understand, it's admitted by Elon Musk and all these guys that the elites now believe they're getting interdimensional communications on how to build all this. You go to Silicon Valley, none of them are atheists. They don't believe they're doing rituals to talk to demons. They call them aliens. And Silicon Valley is a alien contact cult. But it doesn't come with flying saucers landing. I use the cheesy analogy of that goofy film, Pacific Rim. They kept thinking aliens would arrive, you know, from outer space. No, it came from a rift, you know, in the Earth's crust from another dimension. That's what's going on. And you can say it's some psychotic program in their brains. Where did that come from? All I'm telling you is they believe they're going to live forever. They're all totally enslaved. They're all on all sorts of weird drugs. They're all doing crazy stuff to themselves. And they believe, like the railroad going west, that Native Americans will just be killed or overrun or assimilated. They just see this as we're taking over. This is the next level. And the plans they've been given by the what they call the Clockwork Elves, they've actually built. But we already had that divine understanding. We're just given a twisted satanic version. Now, this sounds all crazy. It's not what I believe. It's what they believe. Thank you, Michael. They're coming to kill you and your family. They must kill you in a blood sacrifice, but torture you first slowly, suck everything out of you, and then take your soul to be lived forever. Of course, they'll get nothing but hell.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
I know the creators of it don't like where it went. And I guess in the future I'll just reveal next week who those people are. I mean, that's a fact. So I'm not saying people are bad that are into that type of thing. But that's what the media always claims I am, like some foggy conspiracy theory. When 95% of what we do here is have president on people, members of Congress, famous professors and lawyers that, you know, wrote the U.S. biological weapons law, became the treaty, became the U.N. law. We have famous nutritionists on. We have medical doctors on. We have activists. We have callers. We're real. You know, I've been with the plan to relaunch America and retake our republic for the 26 years I've been on air. They ran a promo that said 24 years. I haven't changed 27 or 26 years since 1995. No big deal. I just want to get that accurate. But, you know, here's Dr. Francis Boyle. He's a big professor up in Illinois. He's, has his PhD from Harvard in the same elite area that Henry Kissinger went through, but he was there to expose it. He has represented world leaders at The Hague, presidents of countries. But it's like, oh, who cares what he says? There was something on 4chan. And again, I'm not in competition with that. It's the fascination of the Easter egg hunt, of winning the lottery ticket or whatever, when we have all the documents. We know what's going on. We know now that the Pentagon's coming out and British intelligence and U.S. intelligence is saying, looks like China did this on purpose. They covered it up. They got it over here. The Democrats said stand down. Now they're blaming Trump saying he did nothing. And we know the virus has four different delivery systems and now attacks the testicles. And that's all just brushed over. Event 201, that's real. The Rockefeller plan for worldwide tyranny. Lockstep, that's real. Memorandum 200, State Department, Kissinger, that's real. The level 4 bioweapons labs all over churning out this dangerous stuff that keeps leaking. China admits a bunch of other times they released things they were working on that caused all the problems. The SARS, the bird flu, the swine flu, now COVID-19. That's all real stuff here. That's what the globalists want us off air. So going to Dr. Francis Boyle, author, researcher as well, so much. You've got some big breaking news. So please tell us just your view of the current landscape politically. Do you think Trump's doing a good job? What do you think of the Democrats that said, let the flights come in 5-6 weeks ago? And when Trump said no, now they say it's his fault. Where do you see this going? How bad is it going to get? You projected it would be bad. I think it is worse than the flu as you first projected. We know it's a bioweapon then, or one that was being made that got out. Well, what's the point of all this? Dr. Boyle, thank you.
Well, Alex, thank you very much, and my best to your viewing audience. And I want to thank your viewers who send me very kind emails all the time, not just because they agree with me, but they appreciate my viewpoints. Well, just to sum up, I'm sorry I didn't get to see the whole press conference yesterday because I was teaching from 3 to 6. I picked it up from there and then on the news media. And then I did see the press conference last week, the Trump throwing the task force under Vice President Trump. I'm sorry, Vice President Pence. And the existential problem, and I kid you not here, Alex, the existential problem here, Burks made it clear that they, people like Fauci, Azar, Redfield, they are operating on the assumption that COVID is analogous to the flu. And of course, it is not analogous to the flu. This is an existentially dangerous biological warfare weapon that, from what I can see still, leaked out of that BSL-4 facility in Wuhan, China, that was their equivalent to our Fort Detrick. That's why they were setting it up. It was the first BSL-4. They figured, well, the Americans have the Fort Detrick. We're going to have our Wuhan. That's where this came from. And so the flu has nothing to do with this. It's far more dangerous than the flu and far more infectious than the flu. You'll note that even as of yesterday, Burks and the others, the CDC, were saying, well, you have to stay 6 feet away. That is a flu guideline.
Right. Now they're saying it's 21 feet. It's like it's spreading at 21 feet.
Right. Well, I just read that on the news media yesterday that an MIT professor said it was about 27 feet. I was not able, because I do all my teaching Monday, Tuesday, I was not able to evaluate that.
Sure, they said 21.7, yeah.
Right. But I've been saying all along, well, at least 12 feet, because it has gain of function. That is properties. That is very clear in that University of North Carolina Wuhan BSL-4 article that you and I went through almost line by line. Indeed, I could have spent another half hour explaining all the evils in that article, Alex, and I know we only had so much time, but it's clear it has gain of function. Now, you know, based on previous studies, gain of function biowarfare agents, 7, 8, 9, this could go more. It seems like it goes a lot more. Finally, as of yesterday, someone admitted it floats in the air. That's right. It travels in the air. It has nothing to do with droplets. And if you saw yesterday's press conference, Fauci, who's up those eyeballs in biological warfare work, just dismissed this MIT professor with a little theatrical performance, snorting. I mean, it was really revolting.
Yeah, that's not a scientific argument.
No, of course not. It's just trying to discredit some professor at MIT, which I haven't read the article.
But we know this. Something's going on with the virus. What about how it now attacks the testicles? I mean, they're learning more and more, and it's like there's hundreds of mutations now?
Oh, I've read at least 5 or so, right. But if you go back and read that original UNC Wuhan BSL-4 article, they have all sorts of things in there, including HIV. It's right in there. It just says, yeah, we used HIV, too. And it's gain of function. It's SARS-2 that has been weaponized.
Well, let's walk through. We've already done this on other shows, but there's new audiences tuning in all the time, Professor, because people need to understand top research facilities. We've gone over it already. Multiple ones around the world, India, Europe, have looked at it, and it's ridiculous. It's so man-made. Just like when somebody's had a chest surgery, open heart surgery, you see that. I mean, it's cut in. They've sliced in the viruses. At the microscopic level, the cuts are even more obvious. It's got the peace shuttle showing where the proteins are there, where they put it in. It's ridiculous, folks. It's like going to the pool and a woman's got gigantic breasts and huge scars. You know, they're fake. I mean, it is a flaming man-made virus. It is like a giant red spotlight like they have in New York to scare people. And they're not telling people that we've just moved past that. And China's now blaming the U.S. Army So it's kosher for them to do that, but not us to question it. We'll do that with Dr. Boyle straight ahead.
Alex Jones here with some good news. 2 weeks ago, we had to stop taking new storable food orders because the company that supplies us was backed up and was busy getting out the orders they had. Now they've opened up two more factories. They bought a whole bunch more high-quality food. They're packaging it right now, and they're going to be able to ship it out to you very soon. So get your orders in now. Every other major food manufacturer in the storable food area has been sold out for a long time. Many of them are still telling you they got food. They don't. We do, but it takes time to package it and get it out to you. The bad news is, hey, I hope the virus blows over, but the globalists trying to cancel the election and the economy may go south. Now more than ever is the time to have high-quality, affordable food, and the place to get it is InfoWarsStore.com. So a lot of you have gotten food from us. You've loved it. It's been very helpful for you and your family. Now is the time to double down. With as crazy as this world is, if they're able to take Trump down, we are screwed. We've got to fend for ourselves.
InfoWarsStore.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Now we see the, gun.
I am not Machiavelli in my actions. My actions are very straightforward. I've always been that way. Classic Americana trait. And I talk about myself because we've lost that trait to a great extent. But you've got to be able to also think Machiavelli to stop those that are engaged in those type of subterfuges. And China has written the book on that. So have some of the corrupt elites in the West. But Dr. Francis Boyle, he's always been a straight shooter as well. And he's the author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Law that became the world law. Most of it, he's represented world presidents, world leaders on the world stage. So he's a big dog in all this. He's got a lot of integrity. And we can't go back over the old stuff. Anybody that wants to look up that it's man-made, it's there. China began to come out and say they thought the army did it. Well, we war gamed that, you know, 6, 7, 8 weeks ago with Dr. Boyle here on air. And he honed it down, and others did, to know it came out of Wuhan. Yes, the precursor was sold by Obama, 2015. We've already gone over that, but the audience keeps asking me. There's new people every minute that tune in. And if you could just spend some time, as an expert that has a lot of context as well, looking at the virus and where you think it's going, because it does reinfect. Yes, it's great to have zinc and vitamin D and things to bolster your defenses. That's great. But the point is that at the time it came out, at the end of the trade war, the Chi-Coms had lost, and the globalists want to get rid of Trump. I know you're saying, why would they release it when it's obviously man-made? Well, he gets to crack down on Taiwan. Xi Jinping does. He gets to crack down his own people. Then it gets into the U.S. It takes down our free society, kills our markets. Why would they want to do that? Well, we're in a war. So I don't disagree with you because we're not 100% sure, but I know that the British intelligence, U.S. intelligence, the Senate Intelligence Committee, they're starting to move towards the consensus. They think Xi Jinping or other bad actors did do this on purpose. I mean, I know you're a professor, a guy that just gets in a way you can prove, but gut level, what do you think is really going on here?
Well, Alex, again, I believe it was a leak. There have been leaks at the Chinese biological warfare labs before. I still believe it was a leak. If someone could, you know, give me solid evidence that Chinese shot themselves in the foot this way, I'd take a look at it. But even our own Fort Detrick, which is supposed to be the gold standard of BSL-4's leaks. I mean, it leaked, I think, originally as late as last summer. All these labs leak. That's why if you look at the documentary film Anthrax War by Nadler and Cohn, I go through all this, and at the end of it, I just say, this is a catastrophe waiting to happen, because all these biowarfare labs, BSL-3, BSL-4, extremely dangerous, they leak, and even if they're not done deliberately, at some point, there's going to be a catastrophic leak.
And but as I, you know, with the anthrax that you were involved in exposing, that wasn't a leak. Somebody smuggled it out of there. So we also have history of governments using these weapons.
You're exactly correct, Alex. I blew the whistle on that anthrax shortly after the New York Times published the technology. It was a trillion spores per gram. It floated through the air, just like COVID is doing. So that was very clear. It could have only come out of a U.S. government biological weapons laboratory. I said that to Fox News on the stairs of Harvard Divinity School just before going in there to chair a workshop on biological weapons. Then I sent it to a Washington, D.C. Radio station. Then I sent it to the BBC. The whole world heard me. And then I was silenced. No one ever talked to me again about biology.
By the way, when you were on like 5, 6 weeks ago, you said it had gain of function and was in the air. You were one of the first to say that. That's on record. Now they have ABC says there's a big study out confirming that. So how did you know that?
That's very clear in the UNC UNC Wuhan 4 North Carolina article that we already discussed, indeed.
So that was gain of function, as you said, 5 years ago.
Right. I condemn all this gain of function work, and indeed a lot of other scientists did. And Obama paused it for a period of time. there was sort of a fake phony looking into it while the pause was going on. And then Obama reauthorized it to go all over again. And indeed, this UNC study makes that very clear at the end, that they paused it because of, you know, Obama ordered it to be paused.
So what do you make of all the Western intelligence agencies, pretty much all of them, saying the word reckoning, starting with the Senate Intelligence Committee 2 weeks ago, now British Intelligence last week, saying you're to blame, you're going to be a pariah, we're going to get you. You don't usually hear 10 Downing Street talk like that. I mean, I'm not an Anglophile, I don't like all the stuff they do, but they don't usually shoot their mouth off unless they're really going to do something. What do you make of that?
Well, I haven't seen that report, but Alex, you're right. In my opinion, I believe the CIA, the National Security Agency, and U.S. military intelligence knew right away that this was an offensive biological warfare agent that came out of that Wuhan BSL-4. Indeed, Tony Fauci knew it right away. All he had to do was call it up on his computer to find that UNC contract, because he funded it. NIAID, his organization, funded this along with NIH and FDA.
Yeah, so one of the guys responsible in the chain, of course, is running the response so he can cover it up properly.
Well, that's the point here, Alex. I don't know what these people told President Trump or Vice President.
You warned him 7 weeks ago here that Fauci would stab him in the back. That's all he's done.
Well, that's right. It's not just Fauci. It's the Redfield there, CDC. They've been up their eyeballs in Nazi biological warfare work going back to the Reagan administration. Gregoire, he's been...
And you call it Nazi because they were really the first to officially, right? The Japanese did too, have offensive biological weapons programs. And we took over the program in Operation Paperclip.
Right. And what happened is President Roosevelt had intelligence that the Nazis were, you know, developing biological weapons. So if I remember correctly, he asked the National Academy of Science if we could do it too. They said yes. So then he ordered Merck to do it, and we did develop biological weapons, but we decided we were only going to use them if Hitler and the Nazis used them. And then after the war, we made a deal with these Japanese biowarfare scientists that if they turned they did use them against the Chinese. That if we turned everything, all their products and research, and went to work for us, they wouldn't be prosecuted. But to get back to my point, I think that all these people knew very soon after this leak.
So you're saying it's not just a power grab. They are legitimately scared.
Right. And they've been trying to cover it up ever since. It could be they've been lying to President Trump and Vice President Pence. I noticed today on the wire service, Vice President Pence said the CDC didn't tell him what was going on here. I wouldn't believe anything the CDC told me.
By the way, I'm not just sitting there tooting your horn. I wish we had the energy in the crew, but everybody remembers when you were on 6 weeks ago. You said, look out, they're not telling Trump, they're not telling Pence, they're going to blame them, they're covering up for themselves. And that's good news. I saw that, too, that Pence is going, hey, I wasn't told this, because they see the setup now.
Right, and what they're worried about is that, you know, my biological weapons anti-terrorism act of 1989 provided for life imprisonment for everyone involved in this. And they know that because after I got my statute adopted...
Hold on. Get into your law when we come back to your road. That's law. When we come back, we'll talk about what's coming next. Stay with us.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, Dr. Francis Boyle, professor, author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Law that became most of it into the world law. Here it is right here for TV viewers. Public Law 101-298. May 22nd, 1990, Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act, and he's on record as the author of that, and he's, again, represents world leaders at The Hague, the whole nine yards, so you want an insider who's been exposing the system, you've got it here, not some foggy thing on a 4chan board. This is what we bring you, is the real deal here. Laying all this out, you came up against the break, you were saying, people at the NIH know they've committed these crimes. They know they're facing life in prison. That's why they don't want the public to know. And the big no-no is that it's man-made. The Chinese know it's man-made. They're saying the army did it. So they got a problem, don't they?
Well, I just, for your viewers, many of your viewers asked me about the U.S. Army being over there. And we've discussed this before, Alex. Correlation is not causation. And so far, I have not seen a direct chain of causation there.
That's right. A city of 11 million or 12 million people. So if I'm in New York City, when somebody gets murdered, it doesn't mean I murdered somebody.
I think that's correct. And people keep sending me things to look at and comment on, but I haven't seen that yet. What I have seen is this University of North Carolina, Wuhan, BSL-4 article that we've gone through. It's all right in there. There is a direct chain of causation. And you know, as a lawyer and a law professor, we learn in our evidence courses that we have to take the bar exam. There's a big difference between circumstantial evidence and direct evidence.
Well, Dr. Boyle, there's ridiculous evidence that comes out of China. The level four lab is there. It's the only one they have, they admit. Surely there's others. And then you've got all their horrible ways that they handle things, very sloppy. They have a history of leaking things. I mean, yes, at a professorly or law enforcement view, that is the prime suspect with the evidence you have. But couldn't it be a purposeful release?
Well, Alex, I haven't seen that evidence yet between you and me, and it would be. You have to understand, Alex, the people working on this COVID over in that Wuhan BSL-4 were wearing moon suits. Okay, that's what they wear in BSL-4. You've seen those in the movie. That's how dangerous it is. It's existentially dangerous. And my estimate was, and it's still my analysis, they were reserving it, if necessary, to launch a biological warfare attack against us, just like, you know, we have our own biological weapons. That's what I believe the purpose was there. There's no legitimate scientific.
Sure, almost every time, like with the Russians, anthrax got out on their own people on the Chumkaka Peninsula, but also you've got the famous cases where the Nazi scientists were at Plum Island, and it's pretty much settled, even mainline science, correct me if I'm wrong, that a deer swam the few miles over from Plum Island to New York and Connecticut, and that's why you have Lyme's disease, which is basically tick-borne syphilis.
Right, and that's also why I have West Nile disease. I mean, how does West Nile disease get over here in the United States? It's because Plum Island was working on it, and there is a very long history of the Department of Agriculture there in charge of research, development, testing of biological warfare.
Why are these mad scientists doing this? Are they like pyromaniacs who like to burn houses down? Because, as you said years ago, look out with Bill Gates and these mosquitoes. They release them. They admit it created Zika. Now the mosquitoes are mutating and killing a bunch of people. Oh, it messed up and kills people. I mean, it's so obvious. It's a eugenics operation.
Certainly that Zika was. Those were biowarfare mosquitoes probably coming out of Fort Collins, a special U.S. government lab at Fort Collins. And it does appear Zika was targeted to reduce the number of brown people down there in Latin America, right? That those are the ones primarily.
Have State Department Memorandum 200, where Kissinger said that was the plan. To tell folks about that.
Yes, and you can read that. I think you put it up there on the screen, and you had mentioned Machiavelli. Well, as I said, I deliberately went through the exact same. Yeah, there you go. Terrible picture of a little baby. I deliberately went through that exact same PhD program at Harvard that produced Kissinger before me. Well, to get that PhD there in the Harvard Graduate School of Arts and Sciences Department of Government for my exams and final oral exam, I had to know Machiavelli backward and forward, upside down, in my sleep and by rote. That's what you have to do to get through there. Kissinger's fellow teacher there, Stanley Hoffman, he was my PhD supervisor. He started out teaching at Harvard with Kissinger, so he's known him forever. He's no longer with us. But he just said Kissinger is a quintessential Machiavelli. He doesn't have a principal bone in his body. That's exactly correct, Alex. And all the people trained certainly at that program, that's exactly the way they get trained to think. Otherwise, you don't get a PhD from Harvard in specializing in political science.
Now, you said you infiltrated them. Did they just get high scores, let you do that very rare program? Or, I mean, did they get mad later when they learned that you'd infiltrated them?
Well, Alex, when I was 17, I was so appalled by the Vietnam War that I just decided I would get the most elite education I possibly could and turn it against the people running the American
Sure,
Empire.
But usually at that level, they vet somebody before they, I mean, they didn't poke around and like, and like see if you were a sociopath before they let you do it. Because most people that get to that level, I know some of the people, they had to lie to get, you know, to get through there to actually get, learn the secrets.
No, I didn't lie. I was just top of my class at the University of Chicago, graduated in 3 years, won a Sigma Xi.
Sure, and again, that's the perfect Chicago Business School neocon feeder to Harvard, exactly.
Well, that's exactly correct, and I went to school with all the neocons at the University of Chicago. So
they figured peer pressure would bring you along. They figured you were in the bunch.
I guess they did. I guess they figured eventually at the end of the day, all the brainwashing and the, you know, I told all three of my sons, I said, look, with 3 degrees from Harvard, I could have had all the power, all the money, all the fame I wanted. And instead, I've just decided to make the world a better place.
Well, yeah, most people don't. But there really is a Harvard mafia. I mean, if you look at it, it's the most elite school in the world. It's all just about you're a fellow traveler with these people. It's just crazy.
Sure. Obama was behind me. Romney was my section mate. Pompeo was behind me. They all went to Harvard. That's why they go. It's the power and the money. Hey, even President Xi, since we're talking about China, his daughter goes to Harvard. She studies there under a pseudonym. So, you know, there you are. What can I say? But to get back to our current dilemma, since the everyone surrounding Trump and Pence, you know, Trump and Pence are experts on this, so I have no idea what they're telling Trump and Pence. They have to rely on their advisors, so fine.
But it is big, as you said earlier, that Pence has come out and said, hey, CDC didn't tell us this stuff.
He very well could be telling the truth. That's right. I would, you know, Pence was governor of Indiana right next to me. He's not my type of guy. But I'm not imputing his integrity here, no. And that's probably what happened, that these people know they face life in prison for what they did here under my law. If it ever comes out, what happened? And so they have no alternative but to cover all this up right from the get-go. And unfortunately, we, the American people, I mean, all of us are in the same boat here. We're suffering because they will not level with us so that we understand the dimensions of what we are facing. And indeed, they are giving us guidelines and operating and lying to us and saying, well, it's analogous to the flu. We can't be treating this like the flu. Indeed, even Birx said last week, she said, well, these models we're coming up with pretty much based on the flu. Well, that's ridiculous, because even this figure of 100,000 to 200,000 dead on whatever this model is, if it's based on the flu, is totally worthless. Completely worthless. We could be talking those British computer models came up with 2.2 million. That sounds more reasonable to me than a CDC.
So what that means is that's accurate, that the Chinese massively covered up this.
Of course they did. You know, and I regret to say there's all sorts of people who accept the PRC propaganda, and China has said this. As a matter of fact, if you're reading the accounts of the model today, I didn't get a chance. I was teaching, but I read the account. They said, well, it's based on statistics coming out of China. How can you rely on anything coming out of the
country? Hold on, do five more minutes with us. Mike Adams is coming up, and I want you 5 more minutes. Back in 2 minutes. Stay with us.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.